888-5296.
Hey, Kelly. So, who'd you hire to do your emails?
What? You know it's just me here.
Come on, I got your newsletter. Pretty fancy. Photos, coupons. Come on, who is it?
Oh, no one, silly. I use Constant Contact.
Really?
With ConstantContact.com, it's so easy. They make me look like $1 million, and the emails really work.
Oh, yeah?
It got you in here today, didn't it?
Touché.
ConstantContact.com. Plans as low as $15 a month with a free 60-day trial.
Hi, Mark Connolly, General Manager of Connolly Roofing Exteriors. Roofing has been our family tradition for 99 years. Please call us at 314-822-7100.
Connolly Roofing is tops at our house.
314-822-7100.
Fifth Third Bank believes that creating a better banking experience for everyone starts with listening. Fifth Third Bank, the curious bank. Member FDIC.
Listen for the biggest, the best, most real estate-y show in St. Louis history. The St. Louis Real Estate Show. Sundays at noon on the Big 550 KTRS.
For a second opinion on all your investment needs, call Mark and Jason at 636-695-2650 or go to markandjason.com.
Afternoon. Welcome to Easter weekend. I'm Bill Clevel. It's the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. Great to have you along on what was a beautiful Good Friday afternoon. Wasn't it last year that we had those tornadoes? Wasn't that Good Friday?
Yes, it was. Wow. Yes.
Definitely prefer this to what we had last year. We'll do a quick round of introductions. I'm going to try something a little bit different. Instead of our normal trivia today, we're going to play a makeshift version of Password. If you remember the old game show Password. I'll give you an explanation coming up in a few moments. First, a round of introductions. Running the control board this afternoon, spinning the hits for us, part-time bartender, bowler. What else does he do?
Oh, yeah, man. I'm a man of many talents.
Ladies and gentlemen, here's Eon the Peon.
Happy Friday. Happy Good Friday, everybody.
Okay. Up next, the lovely and talented. She's a part-time singer. She works on houses. Right? You still do that?
No, I quit doing that.
She does not. She does not work on houses. Ladies and gentlemen, here's Tina Dalpiez.
Hi, everybody.
She concentrates more on the band now and singing. She's our lead singer.
Lead singer.
Yes.
Okay.
For Henry's Humans, which is henryshumans.com.
And that voice talking before he's been introduced is Dan Strauss, everybody. In the house, I should mention, with his trouser mouse.
Thank you so much. You're doing great, Bill.
Pleasure
to be here.
Good to have you. All right, here are the telephone numbers, 314-969-KTRS, toll-free 888-550-KTRS. Here's what we're going to do. During the break, I put together a list of words for each one of the folks in the room here. I'll take a shot at this as well, and we'll take the first four callers. And what we'll do is each one of these little pieces of paper has got five words on it, and they, using the same techniques that you would do on the password show, you can give them a clue. It can be one word, clearly not the word that's on the sheet or any form of that word. And you have to guess the word that we're describing, and you'll have 60 seconds. You'll have 1 minute to get hopefully all five words. And what we'll do is after you play, we'll put you back on hold. The person that gets the most amount right will be the big winner. And if there's a tie, we'll deal with that when we get there.
All right.
My luck, we'll have a four-way tie. So, this would be something a little bit different. A little something different for the Easter weekend. And because, as I mentioned last hour, I just always feel so defeated after we do trivia here. I don't know what the deal is. I guess some people enjoy
it. How do you feel defeated?
I don't know. I just always feel like I don't do the best job with trivia here on Friday afternoons. Which, by the way, Saturday nights, so we do trivia. Now, that I excel. I excel on Saturday nights.
Yeah. Well, you know all the answers.
Well, that is true. That makes a big difference. All right. So do we have our four contestants here? Okay. Dan is putting the name of the fourth and final contestant on the screen, and we've got him, and good luck. And then you will get to pick which person you would like to play with.
Right? Oh, boy.
You guys all, if you got the words? Have you looked at the words?
Yes, I have.
Tina, you're good?
Yeah.
Well, that doesn't sound confident.
Yeah. All right. All right, first up, this is Mike. Mike, welcome. How you doing?
Fine. How you doing?
We're great. Doing well.
AM and PM.
All right. Hallelujah. So I'll do it like one of the game shows. Mike, what part of town are you calling from?
West County.
West County. All right. Good to have you listening out in West County. All right. So you, sir, are our first contestant. So you will pick the person that you would like to play with. You can pick Ian LePion, Tina Dalpiez, Dan Strauss, or myself.
I'll go with Peon.
All right. Peon, say hi to Mike.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
Good, Ian. How you doing?
Great.
All right, Mike, so here's how this is going to work. Peon will give you clues, one-word clues, and you just keep shouting out what you think the answer is. You got 60 seconds, and there's five words on the list, so try and get all five if you can, and let's see how this goes. Good luck, Mike. We're all counting on you.
All right,
you ready? All right, and go.
All right, Mike, Blade.
Knife.
I'm sorry, what was that? Knife? Oh.
Turn the music down a little
bit. Yeah, turn the music down a little bit.
Air. Mike.
Just throw a guess out, Mike. Turn the music down just a little more.
I can't hear it.
All right, how about we get rid of the music? Box. Okay.
What was it?
Box.
This is going pretty well.
I can guess this one.
Oscillating.
Fan.
All right. Next word. Scotch.
Tape.
All right. Next word. Computer.
Printer.
Letters.
Keyboard.
Very good. Next word. Number.
Oh,
time's up.
Oh, crap.
That of the fire alarm's going off. How many did you get?
He got three.
Three. All right, Mike, that's pretty good. All right, hang on a second, Mike.
All righty.
All right, there's
Mike.
Hey,
can we skip a word and move down to the next
word?
Or
what,
just...
I don't care what the heck you're doing. Make up your own
words. Have the contestant say pass.
Yeah, pass.
Sure, why not?
What if you don't know if a word's a word or if it's two words?
What?
I think it's one word.
Just go with what I put on the sheet. All right, this is Garrett. How you doing, Garrett?
Great, gang. How are you?
Welcome to our dysfunctional Trivia Friday.
This is awesome.
Where we make up stuff on the fly. And if anybody else has a game they'd like to try on Fridays, feel free to email me. So today we're doing our password game. Garrett, what part of town are you calling from?
Actually, I'm calling from Alton, Illinois.
Alton, Illinois. All right, good to have you listening in Alton. All right, who would you like to play with, sir?
Well, I was going to play with Tina, but she's got me a little confused right now.
She's got me confused, too.
She's got us all confused.
That's all right. I'll play with Tina.
All right. All right, Garrett and Tina. Three is the number to beat. Good luck. Here we go. Peon, hit it. Oh, I'm sorry. 60 seconds.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Timepiece.
Watch.
Wall.
Clock.
Right. Suitcase.
Luggage.
Right. Hey.
Halloween.
Bail.
Haystack.
Okay, let's go. Let's change that. Oh, can't say that, can I? Okay. Sip.
Sip?
Mm-hmm.
Cup.
Sipper.
Oh, I know.
Silo.
We're going to skip this one. Okay,
15 seconds.
Ears.
Ears?
Uh-huh.
Hat.
Stereo.
Headphones.
Right. Baby.
Nipple.
Drink.
Sippy cup.
Oh.
I think Garrett just wanted to say nipple.
Yeah.
Nothing to
do. We have another three, right?
I was thinking of Binky.
Another three. What were the other ones that he did?
Straw.
Straw, that's right.
And bottle.
Oh, yeah.
Bottle.
All right.
Baby bottle.
So we're tied. Tied at three. All right. Hang tight, Garrett.
That's nerve-wracking.
Okay. That was fun. All right. Up next is Chuck. How you doing, Chuck?
Hey, good. How you guys doing today?
Great, Chuck.
Good. And what part of town are you from, Chuck?
I'm out in Imperial, Missouri.
Beautiful Imperial, Missouri. All right. So you have, unfortunately for you, Chuck, the good contestants are gone. It's now down to Dan Strauss and myself. So
he might be really
what
good.
Do you, which one?
Oh.
That's a little scary either way, but I think I'm going with Dan this time.
Lesser of two evils.
Oh,
all
boy.
Right. All right. So,
all right, Chuck.
Chuck and Dan. And the number to beat, clearly, is 3. All right. Good luck. And go.
Old.
New.
Smelly.
Say again?
Smelly.
Stink.
Receptacle.
Box.
I'm trying to think of something else. Let's move to the other word. End.
Start.
Man, I can't think of a word for this. I can't think of stuff. You gave me some tough words, Bill.
Man, should have picked me, Chuck.
Yeah, you should have.
I can tell that.
You should have.
30 seconds.
Crap. All right, I'll move to another one. Illuminating.
Illuminating. Flashlight.
That's it. Read.
Book.
Open. Let's
close.
See. No. Read. Black.
White.
That was my next one. White.
Black.
Man, was it newspaper?
Yes.
Ooh.
The first one was trash. I was going to say, I couldn't say garbage.
So what were
yeah, you can.
What were the words?
That's a form. That's like a form. Is
no,
it?
No, it's not. Trash is trash.
Sorry, Chuck.
Sorry, Chuck. Should have picked me. All right. Yeah. Thank you, Chuck.
Chuck, I suck.
Have a good Easter, Chuck.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye. All right. So, Keith, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm good. Unfortunately for you, you have to play with me.
Well, actually, I'm glad I didn't get Dan.
Well, that's not very nice. I may not...
true, but nice.
Not I
nice.
May not,
I wouldn't
not,
have picked me either, Keith.
I may not be any better. All right, you're right. What part of town are you in, Keith?
I'm in Washington, Missouri.
Washashington, Missouri. Like what?
Wonderful Washington.
My dad works out in Washington,
Missouri. The home of KSLQ.
All right. Yes, well, good luck to you, Keith. And let me start the time clock and go. Sports.
Baseball.
That's right. Talking.
Speaking.
Listening.
Ears.
Electronic.
Speaker.
Numbers.
Microphone.
Prepaid.
Telephone.
I know what it is.
a tower.
Satellite.
Oh, my God. No.
Marconi.
Android.
Phone.
It's close enough. It's a cell phone. Country.
America.
Apparel. Time's up. It was boots.
Ooh.
Boots.
Okay.
Boots. Clearly, I was not any better than Dan. So I'm sorry, Keith.
I am AM and a PM.
Thank you, buddy.
Hallelujah.
All right. So, as of course I feared, we now have a tie between Mike and Garrett. How do we break the tie? What do you think we should do to break the tie?
Well, you're the trivia guru.
Give them both something.
We could,
before we started, Mike and Garrett wrote down what they thought their final score would be.
You know what? I say we just give it to both of them.
All right. That sounds good to me.
Mike, congratulations. Hang on, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for playing, buddy. All right, there's Mike. And then Garrett, thanks a lot for playing, buddy. Have a good weekend.
Hey,
don't go
anywhere.
Hey,
you guys have a great Easter.
All right, there you go.
Bye.
Beautiful. All right.
All right, for a first effort.
Hey, I don't think that went so bad.
Maybe,
I thought it sucked.
A little fine tuning.
I think Keith did, too.
Okay.
My teammate.
My other one, I had airplane and keys. Those were my other words.
I would have probably gone post-dispatch on the newspaper.
Oh, I had candle also.
Or Tribune.
I had candle.
Is that where you were going with the bathroom one? I didn't get...
No. What was I doing?
You were saying bathroom smells?
Oh, no, trash. Smelly trash.
Oh,
it was
trash.
It was
okay.
Trash, yeah.
I got it. All right, there you go. Hey, God only knows what we'll do next Friday, so make sure you are tuned in. God only knows. I love ironic stories. I shouldn't say I love this because this is a sad deal, but in Jackson County, Ohio, A freak timber accident has left a guy dead in Jackson County, Ohio. This is the most bizarre thing. The county coroner said that Roy Heath is cutting down a tree near his home. And listen to this place. He lives in Whaley Town.
Ooh.
Have you ever heard of a place called Whaley Town? He lives in Whaley Town. He was cutting down a tree. So, you know, he's out there with the saw doing his thing or whatever. No problem. Tree comes down. Another tree out of the blue uproots, comes over, falls on top of the guy, and kills him.
Oh,
while he's cutting another tree. Totally unrelated. Wow.
That's
unbelievable.
Not very good luck.
He was killed instantly. And that is.
That's a dangerous thing, tree cutting.
That is, that's really, really bizarre. What else? Keith Olbermann. I don't get Keith Olbermann. He used to be on ESPN. Didn't like him there. He was on MSNBC. Didn't like him there. Now he was on the Current TV Network. I'll give you $100 if you could tell me what channel the Current TV Network. Has anybody seen Current TV?
What?
Isn't that Al Gore's channel?
Yeah. So he was on Current TV and was fired by Al Gore and whoever the other co-owner is.
Yeah,
and
I told him to get out.
You told him to get out?
Yes, I did.
And so he is now suing them for $50 million for some sort of a breach of contract. Now, this guy's got a track record. Every place that he works, something happens with, you know, management. And it can't be any sort of political thing because, you know, you would think that he and Al Gore would be pretty much on the same page. So I don't know that that would be it. But he's suing them for $50 million for breach of contract. And Keith Olbermann, see ya later. Continental Airlines has announced that they will not be having any peanuts as snacks on their flights anymore.
We were just talking about peanuts with the lady that does our taxes because her her son is allergic to peanuts, has a very bad peanut
allergy. Did I say peanuts? I apologize. Pretzels is what it was. They're not serving pretzels. Actually, it doesn't matter. Snacks of any kind, they say they're not going to serve.
Really?
Continental and United Airlines have decided to stop serving beverage snacks in the
main. Beverages, too?
Beverage snacks, it says. So I would assume you get the beverage, you just don't get the snack to go along with it.
Why would they call it a beverage snack?
That's what it says. Beverage snacks in the main cabin on their domestic flights.
There's a couple other airlines. What's the airline that they're going to start charging for carry-on? You can bring one carry-on as long as it fits under the seat. But if you put if you put it up top, if you have to put it up top, then you have to pay, I think it's $15.
You know, here's what we got to all do. Just wear everything that you're going to wear on your trip all at the same time. Just show up at the airport with like 15 shirts and 3 pairs of pants.
You won't fit through that little metal detector.
Unbelievable. But back to the pretzels is the snack that they serve. They don't serve peanuts. Yeah, probably for the reason Dan was saying. The particular company they use, so they make about 45 million units a year for Continental, and so it'll drop their totals down to about 20 million a year.
Does anyone want to see my unit?
No, I don't. The amount that they're saving, now they give you the total amount of money that they're going to save, and as far as what the airlines bring in, this is such a piddly amount. $2.5 million is what they're going to save annually. I mean, really?
For not having pretzels?
For not paying for pretzels.
Really?
That just is unbelievable. I guess they must be really hurting, but there you go. And what else? Last but not least here, this guy was at a garage sale and somehow sifting through all the stuff, he bought this, I guess it was a table? I don't know what. Anyway, inside the... Oh, dang it.
Anyway.
He somehow... came onto a certificate, a Coca-Cola stock certificate, cashed it in. It was 1.8 million shares of Coca-Cola stock worth $130 million.
Oh, at a garage sale. I've gone to garage sales before. I've never found anything like that.
Yeah.
Nothing close.
Unbelievable. It was the... here it is. Here. It was an antique copy of an old stock certificate, and it was good. It was still good.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man.
And it's... I had a run-in with the Coke folks. Well, it wasn't even Coca-Cola. It was the people that handled their stock. But when I was probably 18, somebody bought me a single stock of Coca-Cola. So I had it, and I have no idea where it is now. I mean, for God's sakes, I was 18. Who God only knows where it is now? But every month, I get a check for about 12 cents, okay? What am I supposed to do?
Oh, your dividend check.
Every month for a dividend check, absolutely. And so I called, and I said, listen, I don't have the certificate. What am I supposed to do? And the guy says, well, you can, there's ways to get around it, but it's like a $30 processing fee.
Oh,
I mean, it might as well
like,
just
why bother?
So I told the guy, I said, well, just keep it. Stop sending me. Well, sir, we can't do that. So every month now I get, and finally there was, I talked to one really nice man and he went through, cause I didn't cash any of it. I just tossed him. I'm not going to go to the bank and give him this. So the guy was very nice and he went through and he saw that I had never cashed any of these checks. So I ended up getting one check, again, for like $7.50. He sent me the...
Hey.
So I cashed that one, but now we're back to doing... Now we're back to square one. Every month, it's, you know, 10, 12 cents, whatever it is. So.
We have some of that. We have
hold like, on to your certificates if you have them.
We have AT&T stock, and Debbie will get a check. My wife will get a check for 4 cents, for... 10 cents for 60 cents. And then once a year, or no, once every couple, I think it's twice a year, we get one for like 60 bucks or something like that.
Now, see what I do now for my personal stock stuff, I just have it reinvested. So I don't see any of it. It just keeps buying stocks, which that's maybe what I should have done initially. But
yeah.
There you go. So
take that 12 cents and roll it over.
Yeah.
Press it.
Well, that's one stock. It's just the one. All right. We'll come back. Mike Evans will join us. And it'll be from live from Hollywood, California. And we'll have
Hollywood.
There's a tough crowd in here, I tell you. Yep. We'll be back in a moment. This is the Big Five. What?
That was my Rodney Dangerfield.
Okay.
Tough crowd.
You done?
Yeah, for now.
Okay. Big 550.
Ooh.
KTRS.
With an update on the roads. Here's Tim Weiland with your Golden Oaklanding traffic. Hey, Tim.
Hey, he even knows how to kill Bill's show.
Showstopper.
He's a professor.
Me. That sounds like a movie. Kill Bill's show.
Yeah.
Kill Bill's show.
Showstopper.
Hey, there's not much to talk about on the highways. Everything is thinned out. You're looking great going on southbound 270. Great on westbound 40. A little bit of busy traffic coming in on eastbound 40, though, with some hockey traffic, and that's making its way towards Big Bend, but nothing stop and go, anything like that. Going over the Poplar Street Bridge, no problems there. North County, looking great. This traffic report is brought to you by RE/MAX. Having twins, just married, is your empty nest too big? For all the things that move you, they can help. Find an agent near you at RE/MAX.com. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland of the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, this is John Shea, Mr. Fix-It. Join Steffi Littlefield, myself, one of the three amigas, at St. Louis Hardscape Material and Supply. They're at 106 South Elam Avenue in Valley Park. Easy to get to right at 141 and 44. Saturday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. We'll be broadcasting live noon to 3, the Inside Out Show. They have wood carving displays by the Wood Den. The World Bird Sanctuary will be present with live animals for kids, bouncy house, face painting, Easter egg hunt, and the Easter Bunny will be there. See us noon to 3. That's the Inside Out Show at St. Louis Hardscape Material and Supply.
If you're in the market for new flooring, carpet, hardwood, tile, laminate, you want the best deal. You could go to the big store with a big overhead and fall for their so-called big sale that happens to be loaded with hidden costs, or you could call a small family business that completely outperforms the big box stores, Kelly's Flooring. Kelly's carries all the big names, plus a few lesser-known flooring products. Not only do they have what you want, but they can also offer it to you for a lot less. Their overhead is a tiny fraction of the big stores. They cut out the middleman by purchasing directly from the mills. More flooring options, better prices, sounds good so far, right? Well, there's one more thing that most people don't consider, installation. At Kelly's Flooring, their veteran installers show up on time, look presentable, and do excellent work. Don't make a $1,000 mistake. Call Kelly's Flooring, 636-677-5555. Or visit online at kellysflooring.com. Demand the best. Kelly's Flooring.
What is the pool life? Is it a place in the sun, a state of mind, a vision of relaxing poolside summer perfection? It's all this and more. What is the pool life? Is it days filled with warm sun and cool water? Is it a refreshing new idea? Is it an oasis in the desert of pool maintenance confusion? It's all this and more. Pool Life is a comprehensive collection of quality pool care products and systems. The ultimate combination of high performance and low hassle, Pool Life gives your pool a brilliant clean like you've never seen. And it's only at fine professional pool dealers like Mr. B's Pool Centers in St. Peter's and Afton. Give your pool the life it deserves. Give yourself a break from more complicated, less effective systems. Give yourself permission to live the pool life. Visit your authorized Pool Life dealer today. Mr. B's Pool Centers, with two locations to serve you in St. Peter's or Afton. Go to mrbspools.com. Mr. B's Pool Centers, where your family fun is our family business.
Are you someone who takes a multivitamin? Do your friends take it and talk about the benefits? Maybe a doctor has recommended that now it's time for you to take a multivitamin. Hi, everybody. McGraw-Milhaven here for a new multivitamin you should know about. It's called NeoVitan and is a blend of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants that will give you countless health benefits. NeoVitan has been developed by a local physician and it contains antioxidants which are believed to promote defenses against free radicals. Sensible doses of 20 different essential vitamins and minerals. It's called NeoVitan, and people who are taking it absolutely love it. I have been taking it now for the last couple of weeks, and there is an extra spring in my step thanks to NeoVitan. To find out more, go to NeoVitan.com. That's NeoVitan.com. Also available at Deerberg's Pharmacy in Edwardsville and the Schnucks Culinary Area in downtown St. Louis. To find out more, NeoVitan.com. That's NeoVitan.com.
Did you know that trees can add up to 25% more value to your home?
Tom Reed, the owner of Omni Tree Service.
It's important to make sure your trees remain healthy and look their best. That's where Omni Tree Service can help. We offer professional consultation with a certified arborist. We can trim and selectively prune your trees to accent your house and landscapes. We never like to get rid of a tree, but we have the equipment to dispose of trees in a careful and efficient manner, no matter what the size. With our 165-foot crane and bucket trucks, we can safely remove the largest trees with little or no negative impact on the surrounding area.
For a no-obligation estimate, call Tom Reed at Omni Tree Service at 636-391-9944. That's 636-391-9944. Or take a look at their website at OmniTreeService.com.
Omni Tree Service. We can make your trees look their best.
The Home Depot has made a special buy. Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Mix is just $8.88 for a 32-quart bag. It helps regulate the moisture in the soil so you don't overwater or underwater. And it's at a price that makes sure you don't overspend either. It's just another way you get more spring per dollar. Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Mix is just $8.88 a bag. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through April 8th, U.S. only. See store for details.
All-you-can-eat catfish is just $12.95 tonight and every Friday during Lent at Iacovelli's. Catfish fillets, fried clams, coleslaw, hush puppies, and spaghetti. All-you-can-eat for just $12.95 tonight at Iacovelli's. Dunn Road at Graham and 270. Online at iacovellis.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's Aloha Friday, no work till Monday.
All right.
It's Aloha Friday.
It is not officially the weekend until we hear from this guy, Mike Evans. He is live from Southern California. Comes on here and tells us about all the crazy people out in Hollywood and all of their shenanigans. And he's brought to you by the good folks at Thompson Price. ThompsonPrice.com is the website. And here he is, everybody. A good Friday, Aloha Friday, to the one and only Mike Evans. How you doing, Mike?
I hear it is just spectacular and sweet, St. Louis.
It is. It is a beautiful, beautiful day. As opposed to last year at Good Friday when we had tornadoes blowing through the metro area. It's a beautiful, beautiful day. Wish you were here, Mike.
I wish I was, too. Hey, we got a pop quiz question, and it's a little different than our usual question. Check it out. With the release of Titanic 3D. Did a survivor of Titanic go on to win a World Series ring, to win a U.S. Open tennis championship, to win a Stanley Cup or none of the above? Hmm. I'm making it all up. Answer in just a minute. I love this story about the Masters. Russ Berkman of Seattle won four tickets to go out to the Masters for one round. He's been trying his whole life. His dog ate his tickets.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Made the dog throw up, got 70% of the tickets back, pasted them all together. Nasty didn't know if the master official, the master officials would allow the tickets and condition to be used, but he packed up his family, flew from Seattle to Augusta, Georgia. They were for Wednesday. Bad weather. Canceled.
Oh, no.
That's just not right.
Oh, man.
Yeah, in case you didn't hear it, everybody needs to hear this story. Tiger Woods' half-brother, Kevin, suffers from multiple sclerosis. He's lost the use of an arm, lost his job. In the last 2 years, he's been losing his home. He's going to lose his house. Dime. He's been calling Tiger for the last couple of years, just wanting to talk to his half-brother and maybe try to get some help. Tiger won't return his call. Kevin's full brother, Tiger's other half-brother, Earl Woods Jr., he's called Tiger now almost for 3 years, begging him to please call Kevin that he's very sick. He's dying. Tiger Woods won't return those calls to either one of his brothers. You know, this Tiger Woods really is just a hideous
person.
Horrible human being. Yeah. And what I don't understand is, how the hell does this guy get a pass? Any other personality, radio, TV, motion picture, sports celebrity, turning their back on their dying brother, not to mention, you know, the way he's ran the rest of his life, how come he gets a pass? How does that work?
I agree.
I totally agree.
They act like, you know, they interview him like he's a big star, there's no problem at all. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. Odds and ends, Nicole Kidman.
Mm.
Really?
I saw her at the Country
Music
Awards.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of her.
I like her.
I think she looks pretty good now.
She's set to play Grace Kelly in a biopic, which I know is kind of a, you know, Grace Kelly is a pretty interesting story, but this is about 30 or 40 years kind of late.
Yeah.
Does anybody really care about Grace Kelly that much?
I don't think so.
We told you on Monday that Matt Lauer was going to re-sign with big contract with the Today Show, and Ann Curry would be fired. That was Monday. Matt Lauer has signed a contract, and I hear that Ann Curry will be let go between now and maybe the time we talk to you on Monday.
Hey, I hear Matt Lauer is the one that really doesn't like Ann Curry and
wants
her.
Oh, I had that months ago. He can't stand her.
Wow.
Why? And he really is. I hear that was part of the deal. I want X amount of dollars, and I want Ann Curry out of here.
I don't like Ann Curry.
I'm not a big fan of hers. She's so over-dramatic and everything is...
Oh, I agree. I mean, so the look of their facial expressions are a little much.
Yeah.
Did you hear that behind the scenes of a Celebrity Apprentice that a fist fight broke out between Lisa Lampanelli and Arsenio Hall?
No.
Huh?
Arsenio. Oh, man, I want to see that.
My money's on Lisa.
Yes. Yeah, no kidding.
Come on, man. Now, is it just me, or does anybody really care that Kim Kardashian is dating Kanye West?
No.
Nobody cares.
Who cares?
Yeah.
You know, I don't get it. I mean, she's a bit of a slunt.
Yes.
Oh, she is.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Heads up. Anybody in the room read or go see Hunger Game?
No.
No. I'm going to go see it, though. I want to go see it. My daughter said that she will take me to go see it.
Frank liked it. Frank went and saw it, and he said he liked it.
Huh.
It was fabulous. It's really fabulous. Well, here's the deal. Love the movie. I didn't read any of the books, but now reading the second part of the trilogy is called Catching Fire.
Mm-hmm.
100% better than Hunger Game.
Mm.
So if you're looking for something good to read, so maybe you've seen the movie Hunger Game, go get the rest of the trilogy.
So you can go watch it and not have read the books, and you'll be
absolutely
just fine.
Oh yeah, and my daughter was telling me that they stayed pretty true to the book, this first one, but she but some of her friends and her, they were kind of upset that they left certain things out. I'm like, the movie would have been like a 12-hour movie if they stuck
exactly
everything in there.
Catching Fire is the second of the trilogy. Check it out. And the Paco's question, I like this because there's four possibilities. Survivor of the Titanic, did he go on to win a World Series ring, win the U.S. National Tennis Championship, win a Stanley Cup, or am I making all this up?
Tina?
Is it Cheap Dip?
I don't know.
I'll go with win a World Series ring. What the heck?
I'm going to go, you're making it all up.
I'll say tennis.
I'll say you're also making it all up.
12-year-old Dick Williams survived with his mom, survived the Titanic. and went on to win the United States Open Tennis Championship.
Got it. Wow.
How about that? And finally, the broadcast, it's Aloha Good Friday. Don't work till Monday. Yeah. We're going to play today. Hey. Aloha Friday. Happy Easter, everybody. And good luck to them. St. Louis Cardinals.
And on the Kuli Makawani and the owner on the Lulawa Hawaii.
There he is, Mike Evans, brought to you by Thompson Price. ThompsonPrice.com. He mentioned the Cardinals, who are winning 8-2, I might add, in the eighth inning right now.
Bottom of the eighth.
Sorry, bottom of the eighth. I mentioned, excuse me, a little correction there.
Wow!
Oh, wow. Just back off, all right? I mentioned this to Dan earlier. You got to know the Cardinals, those players, every time they take the field now, at least for the first part of this season, they got to know. Everybody's watching them, and without Albert Pujols on the field, and you know they have to be going out there trying. I mean, not that they wouldn't try their best anyway, but, I mean, you know what I'm saying? That's got to be in the back of their mind while they're out there going, you know what? We need to win without that guy and show everybody. Cause everybody,
sure, and they have to prove that he wasn't a one-man team.
Uh-huh. And I have friends who are huge Angels fans, and you know, because I used to live out there, and you know, they tease me, and oh, we got Albert now, and the Cardinals are nothing now without Pujols, and you know, it was all Pujols who, you know, got you guys all those wins.
That's not true.
Well, of course it's not true, but
you can't explain
that to them. And so I hope that they think of that when they take the field every time and prove them all wrong. That would be beautiful.
You know, it's going to be interesting too to see. I know this is not a sports show, but the Texas Rangers are still a really, really good ball team, and they could end up going back and beating out the Angels. That would be sweet.
A little repeat action, wouldn't that be something?
Yeah.
A little early, probably, to be talking about that.
I'm more worried about the Stanley Cup right now. We can worry about the Cardinals later.
The Cubs have already been eliminated from the playoffs.
I love it. That's my favorite joke.
That's just in.
They did lose,
my favorite joke every year, opening day, and the Cubs have been eliminated. All right. We'll be back. It's the Big 550 KTRS.
With your Golden Oak Lending traffic, here's Tim Weiland. So, smooth sailing, right, Tim?
It is, and I agree with Dan. Is there even baseball playing yet?
Not yet. You know what? We can worry about baseball in June after the Cup goes down Market Street.
Everybody gets so mad at me because it's like, you know, wait, especially now, June. The Blues are in the playoffs, and yep. People are like, everything's the Cardinals. It's like they're not even playing yet. Not to me. No, everything's running great. There are no problems or any delays on the highways. All looking good. Like I said, it's a little heavier coming in on eastbound 40, but nothing that's really slowing things down because of hockey. So this traffic report is brought to you by Applebee's. Looking for variety at lunchtime? Find it on Applebee's all-new pick-and-pair lunch menu. Over 75 combinations of soups, salads, sandwiches, and pastas, just starting at $5.99. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hey, baby, at Meyer Honda in O'Fallon, Illinois. For years and years and years and years and years, I've been driving Hondas, mostly Accords. So comfortable, reliable, safe, no problems. I'm at one with that car. But now I'm driving the all-new 2012 Honda Civic. It's a bit of an adjustment, I'll be honest with you. First off, the dashboard, it's kind of 3D lit up like a video game. Okay, adjusted to that. Next, the Navigator, mastered. And if I can do it, anyone can. My gas mileage is phenomenal. I'm getting more than they say in the brochure. There's an econ button. Still working on that one. The look is sporty. The engine has a lot of zip. Handling is exceptional. All new for 2012, the Honda Civic. There are 6 different models. One is yours. Trust me. Save gas, save money, be safe. Meyer Honda, where we give you a 100,000-mile warranty with every new Honda. Meyer Honda, O'Fallon, Illinois, MeyerHonda.com.
There's a big red barn where you say free, Norm's Barn and Barn. On discount windows, doors, and things, Norm's Barn and Barn. Norm's Barn and Barn. Norm's Barn and Barn.
when you need to save on discount windows, doors, and cabinetry. Come to Norm's Bargain Barn in Shallow, Illinois, and now open in Fenton at Gravoy Bluffs. Visit normsbargainbarn.com.
Hi, Mark Connolly, General Manager of Connolly Roofing Exteriors. Roofing has been our family tradition for 99 years. Please call us at 314-822-7100.
Connolly Roofing is tops at our house.
314-822-7100.
Night Court with Scott Sherman has a brand new tie.
Join me Saturdays from 7 to 9 p.m. We'll break down the law and give it back to the people where it's always belonged.
Night Court, Saturdays at 7 on the Big 550.
Dear, I fear we're facing a problem. You love me no longer, I know. And maybe there is nothing that I can do to make you do.
All right, it's creeping up on 6 o'clock. The Big 550 KTRS. I guess we got a few minutes. If you'd like to chat, 314-969-KTRS or toll free 1-888-550-KTRS. As we work our way toward, I guess we're already inside an Easter weekend, and I guess a lot of stuff is closed on Sunday. For whatever reason, I always think, you know, Christmas and New Year's Day really the only two. But I guess Easter, a lot of places.
Yeah,
closed.
That's a big one.
Easter's for the biggest.
It used to be, but now I think grocery stores are open now on Easter Sunday, at least for a little bit.
Now,
Easter's a real religious thing, you know.
But well, you don't think Christmas is Christmas
more
is
than
the,
Christmas?
Yes,
Christmas
more
is
than
the birth.
It's a bigger day in the Catholic Church than Christmas is.
Really?
Yes.
Says who? Sorry, I'm
Says
not letting,
me.
I'm not letting this one go.
Says me.
A lot of arguments today.
Yeah, it's like the Jerry Springer show all of a sudden in here today. Easter more so than...
Yes.
Okay.
It's right. The resurrection.
I understand, but you can't have the resurrection if you don't have the birth. You know what I'm saying?
I know.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we'll have to agree to disagree on this
okay.
one.
Okay.
Ms. Delpius. Holy cow.
Make that phone call. They're probably going to tell you I'm right.
Well, we have to have somebody...
Fine.
We have to have somebody answer the phone.
Before we can.
Well, he's on the phone now. Oh. It's a good show. Oh, they didn't. They were not calling to.
No, the grocery stores are closed on Easter Sunday.
Oh, really?
All of them are. Yeah, I know Deerberg's is the one that we go to, and there's a Schnucks right by us too, and I think they're.
But
closed
are like
all
shopping centers and stuff closed? Like malls and stuff. Is that like because weren't you telling me it's a big discount day or something? People get
on
good
Easter
deals?
Today. I said was a big. Sale.
Leading up to not on. Actually on. All right, there you go. All right, well, now you have your Easter plans. You know, you can't go grocery shopping on Easter.
Well, you know, 7-Eleven, Quick Trip, and Walgreens will be open.
They're always open.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I always feel sorry for those folks, but they're probably getting like three times the pay that they normally would get. No? Right. You don't think they get double time? Well, you just wanted to disagree with me.
I'm sorry, but I just...
I used to volunteer.
They're always open. I don't think they would do that.
A long time ago, I would volunteer to work on the holidays because my family's divorced, Debbie's family's divorced, and it was like chaos.
You just want to get out.
It was easier for you to have.
Easier. That was my excuse. I got to work. I'm sorry.
Well, that is tough for people who have. I'm very fortunate. My parents are also divorced, but everybody gets along. So if you have a holiday, you know, there's no problem with everybody being in the same room. But a lot of people, you know, mom can't be in the same room as dad, so you got to make 12 trips on Easter and Christmas, and even though Christmas is more important.
Oh, our Christmas lasts like it's like Hanukkah. It's like takes a whole week.
Well, you guys have divorces on both sides.
Yes.
So that's four groups.
Multiplies it.
Yeah.
Holy cow. Well, that's stupid. Come on. You could be in a
really
room.
Stupid.
No. No, I tried that one time.
Have everybody in the same room?
It's the holiday.
I invited my dad over, and I invited my mom over, but I didn't tell either one of them.
Oh,
well, that was
the problem.
There was some serious tension in the room. This was a long, long time ago, and both of them pulled me aside afterwards and said, "Do not ever do that to us again, ever."
Goodness, come on, one friggin' day.
Oh no,
no, can't do it. Huh?
No, there's a lot of them that won't do that.
Yeah, that's thankfully not me. All right, you guys have a wonderful Easter holiday.
You too.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Tina.
At least end it on a good note between you two.
Yeah.
Enjoy your peeps.
Let's shake hands and call it a day. No,
yeah, you have to have freezing fingers?
No, I don't want to touch your fingers.
Well,
big trivia show tomorrow night, 9 o'clock to midnight. Hope you join us. It'll be our Easter spectacular for the first trivia show.
Extravaganza.
You got to start, you got to start big. All right, that's it. We'll be back Monday. Till then, make it a wonderful weekend, and we'll talk to you real soon.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you've got a friend in me.
This is the end, my only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending, that's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear? Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
Alright,
Dan.
Alright,
Dan.
Bye, y'all.
KTRS St. Louis, the Big 550, and KTRS.com, the talk of St. Louis.
From ABC News, I'm Richard.